Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. So, major news hit. Did you guys see what happened with the IRS and their job posting? Oh, if you didn't, you need to see it. It's unbelievable. You would never imagine the IRS would post something like that. So, I am talking about that today, the economy today. So, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Please do that. And I could really use some support on my website at theamermayshow.com. You can click the donation button. I could really use help. There's places I want to travel to and equipment I need to get, and everything just takes money and time. So I could really use your support. If you like the content, $5, $10, $20, that'd be amazing. And while you're at the website, check out our sponsors because they offer you a discount. We're supporting Patriot businesses and they offer you a discount. And then they support the show. So we're supporting a veteran, a patriot, sorry. And there's actually a veteran on there on the promo section. So we're supporting a patriot. They're giving you a discount and they're supporting our program. So please check that out. There's more content always on Telegram. So head over to Telegram, go to the Amber May Show, and join our group there because I'm always adding more content as well. So I got to share with you, this is like crazy stuff. Like I couldn't believe I was seeing this job posting, but I first want to get into an article that the Washington Examiner came out with, and it said the IRS seeks armed accountants ready for deadly force. I'm not joking. Even before Congress and President Joe Biden gave the final okay for the IRS to hire 87,000 more agents in an $80 billion package, the tax agency is revealing a priority job category that could get first dibs on the huge budget expansion. On its job page, it's a listing for vacancies for special agents to be placed around the country to root out financial fraud. I have to take a pause there. They're coming after you and I for financial fraud. There's people in Washington who should be getting arrested for financial fraud, but they get away with it. Why? Because they have stacked their people in every level of government. So it's us against big government, us against big arm. So they want to come after us for financial fraud, but they're doing it just themselves. They have sold out our country to China. A lot of them have got paid out by China, Ukraine, and they want to come after us. So that just really makes me so angry. But these, back to the article, are opening for more than just financial experts. They will also be armed. Among the job requirements listed, carry a firearm and will be and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. This is the I'll show you the job description. Special agents who can be placed around the nation and world have an interesting job, according to the IRS description. They are financial analysts, armed officers ready for a shootout. SAs, special agents, are known for their financial investigative expertise in areas such as tax fraud, public corruption, cybercrimes, narcotics, terrorism, and much more. Today's sophisticated schemes demand the analytical abilities of financial investigators to trace transactions through complex financial records, said the agency. Once on the trail, they must be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. That's crazy. They have a work of a minimum of 50 hours and can be on call 24/7, and they have to look good and a salary of 50,000 to 89,000 and 24 days off during the year. So I'm going to show you in just a second the job description. Now I thought this surely is made up and just trying to fire up the Patriots that it couldn't be real. So I went to the website, I looked it up for myself. And there it was, this description I'm going to show you. I was going to share, so I shared it to one social media. I went to click on the link again because I wanted to share it to another social media site and it disappeared. It was gone. So a few hours later, I click on the site again just to see if I could, if it came back up. It sure did come back up, but they changed the job description. This is unbelievable. So let me share this with you so you can see for yourself. Adhere to the highest standard of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Now, this is the screenshot I took, and then there was, and I put a link in the social media that I was po posting it to, and then the next bullet point says work a 50-hour work week, which may include irregular hours, be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. We are talking about the tax agency. Why would there be life-threatening situations with the IRS? Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. If you're on my audio-only podcast, click on the links in the description below and you can see this for yourself because it's disappeared. I'm glad it got screenshotted because I didn't believe it. I thought it was fake. I really did. I think there is no way the IRS is going to post this. And I saw it for myself. Right. And I'm glad I did it because right after I saw it, it was gone. They took it down. And I saw an article about taking someone posted an article about them taking this job description down. So carry a firearm and will be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. Does this sound like the IRS to you? They are building a police agency. We don't need another federal police agency. We have the FBI, the ATF, the Federal Marshals, Homeland Security. The list goes on and on. We do not need another one. Is this even legal? Did we, the people, did our elected officials who sit in the Capitol, who sit on Capitol Hill, who make the laws, did they come up with this? Because if they didn't, constitutionally, I can't see how this can fly. Really, truly, I don't know how much of these big federal agencies can fly because it should be we the people directing government, not government telling we the people what to do. And we do that through representation, which is done at our state legislature and at Congress. So if the state legislature and Congress didn't put this policing agency or any of them for that matter, or if it's not already written in constitutional law like the sheriffs are, then how is this even legal? So let me show you what it looked like after they took it down. So it says this new one says adhere to the highest standard of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Work a 50-hour minimum work week, which may include irregular hours and be on call 24/7, including holidays, weekends. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. And here's where it's different. Be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. So they took the deadly force off and they added that. Carry a firearm, be willing to use deadly force if necessary. They are coming after you and I. And Steve Bannon had a segment on his show today, and I wanted it to come from a financial expert who knows about taxes, who knows about the economy. And I want you to hear what he said on this episode because I thought it was pretty good.
Even depression. And, to your point about the IRS, same, Steve. When I first saw it, I said, oh, that's made up. That's a Photoshop. No, it's not. It's actually real. And the Joint Committee on Taxation now says that 78 to 90% of the money they're going to raise is going, this is from the Senate itself, is going to come from people who make $200,000 a year or less.
Steve. And they do that, and they say, oh, we didn't really realize that. They're doing that to intimidate you. They know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to cower you. They're trying to make you comply with their dictates, right? And Steve Cortez, tell us about the Joint Committee on the Taxation.
Yeah, and just a quick point too about the IRS. Listen, even before this massive escalation, right, making the IRS literally one of the biggest, most powerful, best-funded organizations of the federal government, even before that, anybody who's been through an IRS audit knows how onerous it is because it's one of these interactions with government where you are literally presumed guilty and have to prove yourself innocent. Okay, that is just the reality of how interactions with the IRS operate. And for the very wealthy, it's fine because they have teams of accountants and lawyers, so it's very much of sort of a mano a mano, face-off. But for regular folks who don't have that, it is always an incredibly asymmetric face-off, right, of you against the government. And I mean, that was in sort of the best of times. Like, imagine how much worse it is going to get now, given their attitude, and their funding and what they're proposing. The Joint Committee on Taxation of the U.S. Senate, this is directly from their data. I picked this out this morning. They say that of the additional funds that they plan to raise, which they claim are going to offset their massive spending, 78, this is their stat, 78 to 90% of the money raised from audits is going to come from filers who make $200,000 a year or less. Okay. And a lot of those are joint filers, by the way. So these are not wealthy folks necessarily if both of them are filing and making under 200, particularly given, you know, whatever metro area they may live in. 78 to 90%, according to the Senate Joint Committee on Taxation, 78 to 90% of the money raised will come from tax filings of $200,000 or less per year. So yes, they are 100% targeting regular folks. Regular middle to upper middle class people, working class people, who again are going to be totally mismatched when the IRS comes calling. These IRS agents who are going to be unbelievably aggressive, these IRS agents who, according to the IRS's own HR advertisements, need to be ready to be armed, need to be ready to use deadly force. I mean, this is just, it's an insane escalation. Unfortunately, it's not surprising when you put it as part of the whole, when you view it in the totality of what government is doing these days under Joe Biden, what they just did at Mar-a-Lago. It is unfortunately fitting, but that doesn't mean that it's right. And it certainly means that we ought to be alarmed, properly alarmed at this. It's yet another reason.
I agree. They're coming after you and me. And catch what he is saying. 80 to 90% or 75 to 90% of their income is going to come from audits of people making $200,000 or less. And they're going to come with armed guards. Because why do you need another law enforcement agency? Why do you need another federal law enforcement agency? We have the FBI, the DOJ, the Homeland Security, the ATF, the federal marshals. We don't need another law enforcement. We don't need it. And frankly, I don't even know if it's really legal for them to do it, because it's my understanding, and I could be totally wrong, I am not a scholar when it comes to the Constitution, but it is my understanding that we the people are in charge. We tell the government what to do, not the government telling we the people what to do. So we elect people in Congress and the state legislature to do the people's work. They're you know, whatever the people want, that's what they do. We send them to do work on our behalf. We tell them what to do and they get it done. It is not my understanding that Congress enacted this law enforcement agency. And since they did not enact this law enforcement agency, are they constitutional? Are they allowed to exist? Because the only people allowed to make any kind of laws is Congress or the state legislature, because they represent what the people want. The executive branch only can execute what the Congress or the state legislature want to do. And the judicial branch is there to mitigate, is it constitutional or not? So is this even constitutional? Makes you even wonder, is the FBI constitutional? You have to think, who enacted the FBI? If the president did, does he really have constitutional authority? You have to be asking yourself these questions, because maybe not. Maybe it could only have been enacted by Congress. And what they did to President Trump is crazy and outrageous. And they only are doing that because they are so threatened by his presidency to stop whatever shenanigans they have been up to. He exposed child rape trafficking. I don't even like to use sex trafficking because it sounds like it's consensual and you cannot consent to having sex with a minor. A minor cannot consent to having sex with an adult. It's rape. He exposed that. He exposed the corruption from the local levels all the way to the federal levels. He is not in their club. If he was, they wouldn't go after him as hard as they did. It's my understanding that, according to Kash Patel, he said the documents that were in Mar-a-Lago were declassified when President Trump was in office. He declassified the information. And on Steve Bannon's War Room, the other day, he had a congressman on, and the congressman said, presidents have lifetime access to classified information. Therefore, he said this, therefore, it's not illegal for him to be holding classified information. So Eric Trump told one of my friends, and he also publicly stated there was nothing in the safe itself. But going back to the IRS, they are coming after you. They're coming after me. We make $200,000 or less. And that's going to how they're going to make up their revenue. That's going to how they're going to make their money, by auditing you and I who make $200,000 or less. And they're going to have armed guards. And they can use deadly force. I just showed you what they said on their website. So let me show you. I want to talk to you about another article that came out of the Washington Times. And it's called China's Wuhan Institute Studied Deadly Bioterrorism Agent, Congress Told. China's Wuhan Institute of Virology, where the COVID-19 pandemic may have started, conducted work on a deadlier virus with a 60% lethier rate, according to a recent Senate testimony. Stephen Quarry, a medical doctor, told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Emerging Threats that the Wuhan Institute carried out synthetic biological research on the Nipah virus genome in December 2019. Around that time, the first COVID-19 cases surfaced in Wuhan. Scientists are divided over whether the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 emerged naturally through animals or can be traced to a leak or accident at the Wuhan facility. The Nipah virus is an infectious clone format, Dr. Corey testified. Nipah is a BSL-4 level pathogen and a CDC designated bioterrorism agent. This is the most dangerous gain of function research I have ever encountered. We should assume that the research continues to this day at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. If confirmed, China's research on Nipah could violate the Biological Weapons Convention, which Beijing has signed, that prohibits work on agents that can be used as bioweapons. Nipah is similar than the virus behind COVID-19, known as SARS-CoV-2, and is less transmittable. But it's one of the deadliest viruses with 60% lethality, Dr. Corey, Chief Executive Officer of Atossa, said. So, Bill Gates always says we're waiting for the next pandemic. Maybe this is the next one. Monkeypox took a. So maybe this is the next one. Who knows? All I know is our government has been tied to China to make bioweapons. And what I know is COVID was a bioweapon that was released on you and me, and it was one way they were able to steal the 2020 election. And now we have an even deadlier virus in the hands of China. And what I really appreciated from former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying, he made a statement and he addressed the governors and the Governors Association, and he told them, we know that you are compromised with China. We know China paid you. Not every governor, but many, many. So in a state you're living at right now, your governor could have sold you out to China. We know their executive branch sold us out to China. I mean, they've infiltrated us from the inside because they couldn't take us head on. And now they're here. They're buying up farmlands. They're helping with bioweapons against you and me and the world. And I think it's pretty gnarly. It's awful. And now this one is 60% more deadly than the COVID-19 bioweapons. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get involved locally and go to your LD meetings, your legislative district meetings. You can find it online. Go into a search engine and type in. First, you want to go find out where what your legislative district is. And you can find that, I believe, on your Secretary of State's website, maybe your county recorder's website. Find out your legislative district, and then you can do a search in a search engine to find out when your legislative district meets. And many times your representatives will attend those meetings. Now, when you just redistrict, so in my former legislative district, all of our representatives attended the meeting. In this new one, some of them do, some of them don't. I think it's pitiful. I think they all should come. We elected them. We expect them to be at the meetings. We need to talk to them. They need to hear from us. So if you're elected official, you should be going to your legislative district meetings. I think you need to do that. Get involved locally because local impact creates national results. General Flynn said so. So get involved that way. It's once a month, a couple hours, and you're going to meet a lot of like-minded individuals. I highly recommend you doing that. Get involved, and they're going to tell you how you can get involved, and they'll give you steps. And then you can share your opinions and share your thoughts, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. You don't have to be a precinct committeeman to join. However, being a precinct committeeman can only help you. So I encourage you to do that. Be praying. God's hand is moving. We are winning. I know today's episode didn't sound like we're winning, but they're showing their hand to the American people. They're showing us who they really are. And it's waking people up left and right Who would have thought the IRS was going to want to use deadly force against you? And who would have thought that they were trying to generate revenue from auditing you and I? They would have kept that a secret, but it's been getting out into the public and it's been good. And I think God's just revealing a lot of corruption. And I think this is one of the ways he is doing that. So things are good. Things are getting out into the public square and people are finding out about who their federal government really is. And they're also knowing who their local government really is. We learned that with the COVID-19 lockdown. So people are realizing, we've had a stolen election and it's been many years of this. It's not just 2020, but 2020 was such a massive scale that it was you couldn't have not see this how the election was stolen. Anyways, I could use your support. Please go to my website, theamermayshow.com. Please click the donate button. Donate $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever you want to donate. That would really help me very much. I have things I need to do. I could really use financial assistance. So I'd appreciate you. If you support the show, please consider doing that. You can go to theamermayshow.locals.com and be a $5 recurring monthly contributor to the show. That'd be fantastic. And while you're at the website, go to the promo section or you can click the links below and support some of the sponsors of the show. They're Patreon-owned businesses. They give you a discount and then they support my show. So please support them. So financial support's very important. I could really use that very much so. But please like, share, and subscribe. Join me on Telegram, like I said before. We have more discussion over there. Find me at the Amber May Show on Telegram. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Take care. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury, so the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.